Amen. Oh, amen. All right. It's now time for us to hear the word of God. The moment we've all been waiting for. Come on, give the Lord a shout. All right. Are you ready? Oh, are you ready for the word of God? Why don't you stand on your feet and with Jesus' joy, let's welcome Reverend William. Oh, don't end the joy. Hallelujah.
Oh, put your hands together properly. For the Lord Jesus. I cannot hear your hand clap at all. You can add a shout to it if you're excited. All right. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are very special. Turn to the next neighbor and say, you are very special. Then ask your neighbor, why are you saying that? Then answer your neighbor and say, because you are here. Some people are not here, but you are here. Because you are special. Or what I'm saying, is it making sense to you? Yes. You know, I'll tell you a story. When I was in secondary school, I had some teachers, biology teacher. She doesn't teach when she comes to class. When she comes to class, she will give us the textbook and say, you start reading. When you read that, I say, stop. Next person, continue reading. She'll be sitting down. Then we'll read the book and then they'll ring the bell. Then she'll go. We'll go. But on the day they come and sack people for school fees and the class is small, then she will teach. Do you see? So those of you who are here, it's like the day people have been sacked for school fees. You are in the class. You are not sacked for school fees. That's the day that you are blessed. So tell your neighbor that you are very, very special. That's why you are in the class. You are very, very special. Amen. But I want us to put our hands together for Bishop. Everyone should stand here. Bishop Dagiwood Mills, our father, one of the reasons why, in fact, the main reason why you must not insult your father is because your father is the reason why you came to this earth. If you didn't have a father, you would not be here. And so a father is a very, very dangerous person. If you insult him, something very bad will happen to you. And we are here in this big church. We are put on all the lights. We are using electricity because we have a very special. If you're not clapping, you're not in this church. Father, let me tell you something. One day, I went to my hometown, and I was coming back. When I was coming back from my hometown, we passed by a place. It was Sunday. They were having church service. And in the church, the grown-ups were sitting in the church, and the children were sitting outside in the sun. Do you see? But today, we are not sitting in the sun, because Bishop Dark thinks that we should have a church. The children must feel free in the church. That's why you must be clapping. That's why you must. Some of you are not clapping. I don't know whether you belong to this church or you are invited. Is that you? It's you. All right. We are blessed to be here. Amen. Now, I want to put our hands together also for the convener of the mega church, Bishop Eddie Fabian. Very nice, handsome bishop. Oh, you're not clapping. You don't know him. His picture will come. The picture will come. Then you will know him. You will see him on the screen. Bishop Eddie Fabian is our convener. Convener means, are you listening? It means that he's the army general. So if you take all the branches that we have in our mega church, the one who is leading it us to victory, that's the one we call convener. That is his name is Bishop Eddie Fabian. We're waiting for the picture to come on the screen. Or it will not come. It will come one day. Okay, they will show us Bishop Fabian later on. Then the pastor who is in this church, whose hall we are standing, you know, hall is like living room where the TV is. You can see TVs and things here. The pastor whose hall that we are in here, he's called Bishop Patrick Bruce. Yes, clap for him also. Oh, you don't like these kind of things. Yes, you know, and he has been my pastor for 20 years, taking care of me, giving me food to eat. For 20, it's not a good thing. Give me food to, that's why I'm growing nice. Giving me food to eat. Do you see? Taking care of me. if somebody wants to beat me, I'll call him. He will come and beat the person for me. Is that not what you've been doing when your father, somebody wants to beat you? You go and I'll tell my father. Is that not what you say? When you go to school, somebody wants to beat you, or if they beat you in school, say, I'll tell my father. And then my father will come and beat you. That's what Bishop Patrick has been doing for me. When somebody wants to beat me, I'll come and tell him. He will beat the person for me. And everything is okay. And every year, when we have Strong Christian Conference, he comes. But this year, he has traveled. So he's not here. And when I was talking to him on Tuesday, he said, this year, every year I'm here. It's really paining me that this year I'm not going to be here. But that's how it is. Sometimes we must be in different places. Are you here? But I know that he's here with us. His spirit is here with us. His heart is here with us. He really believes that the children's church must be done well. You know, so he likes the children. He's not like No. That's not Bishop Patrick. Bishop Patrick, he likes the children. He wants the children to be free. That's why he has given us this big church with all the lights. They put on the lights, even smoke. We'll get smoke. But at the point, I'm sure that when the smoke guy comes, the smoke guy is going somewhere. When he comes, he has the remote control. He will just press it. You see? Yes. Smoke can come. How many like the smoke? Yes. Because Bishop Patrick says that you can put the light on. You can do smoke. Put your hands together for him. Powerful man of God. It's a blessing to have him in our lives. Amen. How many of you are expecting God to talk to you today? Just close your eyes and just begin to tell him, Lord, speak to me. My heart is ready. My ears are open. My heart is ready. I want to hear a word from you. I don't want to go home the way I came. I want to hear a word from you. I want to hear a word from you. Are you talking to God? Everybody's eyes must be closed. Prayer is just telling God what you want. Talk to God and say, Lord, I've come here from my house. I have been expecting Strong Christian Conference for a long time. Now it is here. And as I'm here, I'm expecting you to talk to me. My ears are open. My heart is ready. I want to hear from you. Otherwise, is there no piano? There's no pianist in the church. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for the opportunity we have this afternoon. Little children who have come to their Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here, because your word says, where two or three gather in my name, there I am in their midst. And so, Jesus, we know you are here. Holy Spirit, we know you are here. We know that you love us. We know that you care about us. You know that you want to talk to us. You want to touch us. And as we are here, Lord, we open our ears and we open our hearts, that you will speak a word into our ear. You will speak a word straight into our hearts. We're asking for a touch. Everyone, lift your hand up. Lift your hands. If you are expecting a touch, lift your hands up. Touch us, Holy Spirit. Your eyes still closed. Touch us, Holy Spirit. Look at these children's hands. Look at our hands lifted up. We have come here for a touch. We have come here for something that will make our lives change forever and ever. We have come to receive something precious from you. Something that nobody can take away from us. Something precious. Something expensive. Something that is golden. With our hands lifted up, Lord, just touch us. Just give us something. May we go out of this place really, really blessed. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus one more time. And you may take your seats. All right. So I remember there was a year when we came. It was just SHS people. I don't know what year. Was it the COVID year? The first day, only SHS people were there, you know. And as I was preaching, I was thinking that the primary school people, they were not on vacation. The primary school people who have not come, it will pain them. And I felt also that what I was telling the SHS guys was very important for everybody else to hear. But today, I think you are here, and the SHS guys are not here. It's not a blessing. That's something you are special. So it is tit for tat now. Now it's our turn. We are here and they are in school. But the theme for this year's conference is tasters and partakers. Write it in your book. If you brought a book, write it down. Tasters and partakers. Okay. So that's why on the t-shirt that we are going to be wearing, everybody's wearing the t-shirt on Saturday. If you have money, you can buy one for every day. But if you don't have money and you have bought only one, or you can wear your own, wash it and wear it again the next day, and wash it and wear it again the next day. What do you think? This one too is easy to wash. It will dry right now. When you wash it, no, it will just dry. Okay. But if you don't want to wear, you can wait till Saturday. We are all going to be wearing. Everybody will come on Saturday. The room will be full on Saturday. That, because that's the day that the place jams. What do you think? And so you see on the shirt, on the front here says, I am what? I am a partaker. And in the back says what? Not a what? Not a taster. I am a partaker. So tell your neighbor who is sitting by you, I am a partaker, not a taster. Or you can say, after this conference, I will be a partaker, not a taster. Because the Bible shows us clearly that, please pay attention. Please move the picture from the screen. It's distracting. Pay attention to me, please. We're going to go on break very soon. And how many want to eat lunch? All right. I hope you brought lunch. Okay, beautiful. So the Bible shows us that there are two types of Christians that you can have. Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention? I want you to, if there's something to write, I'll tell you to write it. But if you're not writing, we're not writing anything, I need you to just listen to what I'm telling you. The Bible shows us that there are two types of people. Okay. There are two types of Christians. There are tasters and there are partakers. Are you in the church? Are you in the church? Now, the question is, which one do you think you want to be? You know, when we, you know, in English, we have something we call comparatives. I don't know whether they teach you this kind of big words nowadays. Comparatives and superlatives. Do you know them? Those who go to rich school, these are other bad schools, they know this type of things. But those of us who go to the area school, we don't know this type of things. But anyway, you are learning it in church. Tell them, we're learning it in church. Yes. You know what it is, but you don't know that the name is a big name like that. Okay, so we have comparatives and superlatives. Okay. So an example of comparative is what? Give me like an example. Hi, you are the one shouting the comparatives, superlatives. Now you cannot say. So this is the thing. So when you have two things that you are comparing, okay, those two things, you use words that are comparatives. When you have three things, usually when it's three things, then you have to use super. So I'll give you an example. So for superlatives, for describing something which is good, you have the superlatives good, better, best. What is that? May I never rest until my good is better and my better behind. So that rhyme, it is they made the rhyme so that it will help you to remember the superlative of good. Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention? So you can say something is good, and you can say something is better. When I say good and better, those are comparatives. So the better is a comparative of good. Now, better means that it is still good, but it's a higher form of good. Are you following me? Are you with me? When you say yeah, then I know that you are with me. If you are not with me, then I'll talk a little more to explain. Are you with me? Uh-huh. So good. Is good good? Do you like good? What about better? Do you like it? Okay, good and better. Which one do you like more? You like better. What about if I say there is another level called best? Which one do you like? About, you don't like good again. You don't like better. You like which one? Because when you hear best, it means that the good is increasing. Maybe good is one good. Better is two goods together. Then best is, if you put three goods together, then you are getting best. So every time I put two things together, you are always going to look for the one which is higher than the previous, the other one. Because if you say, like, big, you can have bigger. Big and bigger, which one do you like? Yes. So also, as Christians walking with God, there are also comparatives. And for the theme of this conference, the two words we are talking about, you can think of them as comparatives. We have tasters, which are not, it's not bad. It's not, let me show you that it's not bad. Look at it. Psalm 34, verse 8. Look at this scripture. How many of you brought a notebook to write something inside? Write some verse, write some... You are a good Christian. Yeah, those of you forgot, tomorrow when you're coming, bring it. Okay? Okay? So you will write down some verses. Write down something. It helps you. Look at this scripture. Are you in the church? We are going for lunch very soon. If you pay attention, we'll close and go for lunch very soon. The Bible says, Psalm 34. Those of you who didn't know it before, you've heard it before, but you didn't know where it was. So everybody says Psalm 34, verse 8. Say it louder. Yes, SCC, when we come, we learn something. We can also, this is a very short verse. We can learn it today, right now, in a few seconds, you will see. So, Psalm 34, 8. Everybody say it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Then the next part says, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. So put the thing off the screen and let's see whether we can remember it. So Psalm 34, 8, everybody say it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34, 8. Everybody must open their mouth and say it. Psalm 34, 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. So all together, ready, go. Psalm 34, 8. Oh, okay, ready, go. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Psalm 34, 8. So you see it at the beginning and at the end. It helps you to remember. One more time, go. Psalm 34, 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Psalm 34, 8. Put your hands together for yourselves powerfully. So, look at the scripture. Now bring it back onto the screen. Look at the scripture. So, I'm saying that taster is not bad. It's good. So, but we have, just like we have bigger. No, we're not doing biggest because we only have two words. So we cannot have bigger. We're only two words. Bigger, good, better. We can also have tasters, partakers. And a taster is good. But because there is partaker, which is like better, in this conference, we want to, after this conference, be which one? Better, is that not it? How many want to be better? So, but I want to show you that taster is also good. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Why? Because blessed is the man that trusted in him. What it's saying is that a person who has just tasted of God, even he gets a blessing. Am I preaching well today? Yes. Am I preaching well today? Yes. Because there are many Christians in the world, I can tell you, they are just tasters. In fact, if I check this room, if I look at your faces, I don't know whether, Auntie Audrey, what do you think? I see more tasters. How many of you are tasters? Hey! How many of you are tasters? But I said, okay, if you are a Christian, you are a taster. How many of you are tasters? You don't want to raise up your hand because you want what? You want partakers. Okay, how many of you are partakers? See, so that's why we are here. I'm going to show you the differences between tasters and partakers. But before I do that, I want to show you that there are many people who are not even tasters. Are you following me? And number two, don't worry about being a taster, because a taster is the beginning. You see, if you don't have good, you can't have better. I'm not preaching well. Are you in the church? If you don't have good, how can you? Because better is good that has gone higher. A And so you must start from the low and go up. There are many people in the world. The reason why the psalmist is saying in Psalm 34 is because many, many people who are walking in the world who are not Christians have not even begun to taste. As you are here, you have tasted the armor. You don't want taste anymore. But I'm telling you that the reason why the Bible is telling this scripture, he is talking to everybody in the world, because there are many people who are in the world who have not even tasted. They have not even come to taste. And he's telling them that you come and taste. God is sweet. Do you know God is sweet? How many think God is sweet? Are you sure? You are sure? God is sweet. Very sweet. Very, very sweet. How many of you have tasted God and it's sweet? You have tasted God and it's sweet. You see, if you are in this conference, I believe that you have tasted God. Yes. If you are in this, because by today, by this time, holiday, vacation time, people are doing other kinds of, even if there's something to do, you can play FIFA or this thing, Xbox or PS something. Or instead of being here in church and feeling hot, you can be where? You can be at home playing FIFA. But the fact that you are here today, it's a sign that you have tasted. But you see, there is a level, which is the next level. And that's why God has brought us here into this conference. Are you in the church? Now, I want to show you something about tasters, which you will use it to check yourself and see where I am. And then if you don't like it, then we can discuss going to partakers. Are you in the church? Are you in the church? All right. So, what does it mean to be a taster? Or what does it mean to taste? Number one, write it down. A taster is a person who has had a little experience of the Word of God. A taster is a person who has had a small, little experience of the Word of God. Okay, you know something? Stop. Don't cancel it. But let's start from somewhere. Let me give you what it means, the English word, like to taste. Well, let me tell you what it means. Then we'll come back and describe who a taster looks like. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? All right, so let's talk about what does it mean to taste something. Number one, to taste something means to put a small amount of it in your mouth. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Yeah, someone said, let me taste some. You know, when I was in primary school, I don't know whether people still do it, but sometimes your friend is eating toffee. You know, toffee, you put the whole thing in your mouth. It's not a lollipop that has a stick. And you put the whole thing in your mouth. Your friend is eating toffee, and you say, I want to eat some. Then he will take it out of his mouth and put it in your mouth. Then when you eat something, he will say, bring it back. I've done some before. And now people, now there's a lot of money in the world, so everybody can buy toffee. But in my time, it's not like that. You know, everybody can buy toffee. Some people buy toffee. They come to school with toffee. So, ask his eating. So, what are you eating? Oh, toffee. Let me see. Then, you know, have you done this before? Then you see the toffee in the mouth. It's okay. I want to eat some. It's okay. No problem. Then he will remove it from his mouth. He says, open your mouth. Then he will put it in your mouth. Then you too. He says, hey, it's okay. Bring it back. Then you collect his toffee again. But you see, when he puts the toffee, when he takes the toffee out of his mouth and he gives it to you, because you're not eating it all the way to finish, because he will collect it back, what you have done, you have not eaten toffee, you have tasted it. You will know what flavor it is. If it is strawberry toffee or it is mint, or am I talking sense? You will know it. How? Because they put a small one on your tongue, in your mouth. That's what it means to taste. When you take a small one, when you are, those of you who, when you are making this thing, you are making porridge, like maybe tea or something, you know, you use powdered milk. Everybody does it. Every human being is guilty of it. You are fetching milk powder to put into the thing. If it is porridge or it is... When you fetch one, two, three will go away. Put your together for yourselves. Everybody does it. If it is... So I don't know whether it is it two spoons you have fetched or three spoons, but when you want one, two, the third one, where does it go? Into your mouth. Because that you want to... You are in a hurry to taste that milk powder again. And that's what I'm saying, that it's not bad. It's nice. You see, you put it in your mouth. Not bad. But because you are not eating it to the end, even if there are nutrients inside the thing you are eating, how many will you get? So to taste means, and we are going to see the discussion we are having, you will see. I came here to Strong Christian Conference 2024 again, to make you understand that. Please, someone should give me a Bible. You have a Bible. This is a Bible. Which Bible should I take? I should take yours. You see this thing I'm holding in my hand? Oh, you're not mind me. You see this I'm holding in my hand? The reason why God has sent me here again in 2024 to come and talk to you about the difference between tasters and partakers and why you must try, you must work very hard, you must be interested in moving yourself from being a taster, because I'll tell you the truth, in this room here, I can see mostly people who are just tasters of the word of God. You say you are a partaker, you want to be a partaker, but you are still at the level, and some of you have not even begun to taste. Some of you, the reason why you don't have quiet time still is because you have not tasted the word of God and seen that it is good. I'm not preaching well. That's why we are here. Because many years ago, I became a born-again Christian. And you know, today, today is very common. Bibles are common. You can have Bible. But in who is buying a Bible? Which parents? It's not common. Now, if you can ask for a Bible, any kind of Bible. Bibles are expensive, even more expensive these days than then. But even then, it's not something that... But you can ask for a Bible today, and they'll buy one for you. But if I check in this room, everybody lift your Bible up. Let me see. Lift your Bible up. Bibles up. Bible up. Bible up. Bible up. Bible up. Everybody, this is my Bible. Lift it up above your head. Some of you, you are Chris, but your Bible, the name in it is Amafowa. It means that Bible is not for you. Yeah? Some of you, you are a man, you are a boy, but the name in the Bible is a woman's name. How many of you have a woman's name in your Bible? Own up. How many of you have a woman's name in your Bible? The Bible is for you. Is it for you? Your name is in it. Lift it up like this. Yeah. Lift it up well. Have you seen? So those whose hands are down. Help you, Audrey. What does it mean? Bible up. I'm very serious. When I became a Christian, we used to go to church very proud. I used to carry my Bible and my notebook and my pen like this. I'm wearing my bow tie, my shirt nicely ironed and my bow tie, and I'm walking I feel like a pastor as I'm going to church with my Bible in my hand here. Today, people are, where's your Bible? Collect it from, your Bible is on your hand. This is the one I'm looking for. Say it, where is your Bible?
It's on my phone.
It's on his phone. It's on his phone. Put your hands down. So that when the phone falls down and the screen breaks, there goes his what? Yes. And for the next 2, 3, 4 months, when he cannot get money to fix the screen of the phone, there will be no Bible in his life. Ask your neighbor. It is good. It is good. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? We are talking about what it means to be a taster of the word of God. And it means to put a small quantity in your mouth. And many of you who are sitting down in this room here, that is what you are. And some of you have not even begun. Because I can bet, and some of you are sitting down here, since January started 2024, you have not, your Bible has not seen you, you haven't seen your Bible. To say good morning, Bible. Good is that Bible is here. Say, Bible. You see it on your way. As when you wake up in the morning and you are going to go and wee-wee, do you see? You meet your Bible on the way. Even good morning, Bible. You pass. When you are going to the dining table to go and eat breakfast, who do you see on the way? Bible. You don't say good morning, Bible. It's like that. It's like the enemy you have in your life that you don't want to come across in your life is this thing that is called Bible. B-I-B-L-E. This one. And so since 2024 began, you and your Bible, you have not met. It hasn't seen you. You haven't seen it. Am I saying something good in the church? Am I saying something good? See, and I want us to understand and agree to where are we? Let's not tell ourselves lies. Because if I say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So how many of you have tasted? I see hands up. It is not true. You want to taste and see that the Lord is good? The Bible says that in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1. He says, what does it say? And then, this is it. You want to taste and see that the Lord is good. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You want to taste God? You got to taste this. You want to taste God? You have to put a little. You can only, you see, so what I'm saying is that even though we have come into the conference to come and learn how to be partakers, many of us are not even yet tasters. Help you, Rita, in the church. We are not. And I want us to accept on day one of the conference. What is your name? Richmond. You have to accept. Don't argue with me. You are not a taster. You are not a taster. Because you know, because I'll tell you something. The boy who took the toffee from his friend's mouth and put it in his mouth, and you who are standing by the side, who didn't get the toffee some, the two of you, who knows what the toffee tastes like? And so if we want to check the two of you, who has some benefit, who will we say? You can stand by the toffee eater. And the fact that you are standing by the toffee eater does not mean that you know what the toffee tastes like. You will never know. Is it mint? Is it strawberry? Is it a Coca-Cola taste? You will never know. The only way you can know is if a small piece of the toffee goes on your tongue and you can do... yeah, then it's a strawberry. And many of us who are sitting down here, if you don't accept... And I'm showing you. That's what I'm showing you. I'm showing you. To taste is to put a small amount. Put a small amount in your mouth. A small amount. And yeah. You must know you by now. I'll tell something. The reason why even being a taster is not... See, being a taster is the beginning. And the reason why tasting is good. Tasting. Before we come to partaking. In fact, without tasting, there will be no partaking. You don't understand what I preached? Am I talking to K church people in the church? L church people, are you here? J church people, are you here? Are you here? I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. There is nobody who will have a hunger to become a partaker unless he was a taster first. It is tasting that makes you want to partake. And I'm preaching something very good. It is tasting. It is tasting. You start from tasting. You start from there. You are not, you see, anybody who wants to be a partaker, you can see it in the person's seriousness. And the reason why they are in a hurry to become, and I feel like jumping and going to the partakers. Yeah, I want to jump and go to the partaker because partaking, look, let me give an example of a partaker. A partaker is somebody called Enoch. Enoch. The Bible says that Enoch, he was 300 years old when he began to walk. No, he was 65 years old when he began to walk with the Lord. Are you following me? The Bible says that Enoch walked with God and he vanished because God took him. You see, it doesn't sound strange to you, but it's like you are Enoch. This is Enoch. We see him every day. He wake up in the morning, he come and stand in front of his house, you know, come and whistle small, then you go back to his house. If you live in Enoch's area, you will be seeing Enoch around. But one day in the morning, you don't see Enoch. The next morning, you don't see Enoch. The next morning, you don't see Enoch. What do you think? Either he has traveled or he's dead. If he's dead, you hear. If you're in the area and somebody dies, don't you hear about it? You hear. So if Enoch has died, we'll hear about it. But you are in the area. You haven't heard that Enoch has died. Meanwhile, too, you didn't see him traveling somewhere. Because if he's traveling somewhere and you're in the area, you will see him carrying his bag and going somewhere. So Enoch comes, wakes up from his house. Yesterday, you saw Enoch enter. When he was going to sleep, he said, "Hi, good night, my neighbors, everybody, good night." And he went into his room to go and sleep. But the next day, you didn't see Enoch. The next day again, you didn't see Enoch. The next day again, you didn't see Enoch. When you went to his house to go and check, he was not there. We call all his relatives. "Have you seen Enoch? Has he come to you in Accra or Koforidua?" He's not there. Because the Bible said that the reason why we couldn't find Enoch anymore was because God took him. And why did God take him? God took Enoch because he became a partaker. When you get, there is a level when you get to as a partaker. God, you know, I read a book. I'm jumping to partaker, but let me, I'm in a hurry. I read a book. Some prophet had a vision. In the vision, look at the scripture. The Bible says, and in Genesis chapter 5, verse what? 24. Is it 24? "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." He said that in that vision, he met Enoch. This Enoch. Am I preaching to myself? Are you in the church? In the vision, he met the prophet. He met Enoch. He saw a vision. He saw Enoch in it. And then as he was talking to Enoch, then Jesus came. And then Jesus told him that, "Enoch, because he was a partaker." Lord, what I'm preaching, maybe I should preach it tomorrow evening. I want some children to want some high level. I want some children. How many children want some high level? How many children want to connect with God at a high level? You want to be, you are tired of being on the low level. How many want to be high level? High level is that you are there one day and God stretches his hand and just holds you and brings you up to heaven. You see, when you see these movies that you see, people, there are things that some people have experienced before. God will come right and lift him up and say, "Enoch, where are you?" "So I'm standing here." "So okay." Then he carries him like this and takes him into heaven. Don't how many of you want that? Me, I want. If I get, I like. Is it Nikita? If you get, you like. You won't die. They won't put you in a coffin. People will be crying about you. They will put you in a grave. Your body will no. You just be there one day. God will say, "Oh, come." Say, "Come where?" "So come to heaven." Then you just say, "That's what happened to Enoch." That's what happened to Enoch. That God just stretched his hand towards Enoch and took him. Why? Because Enoch continued to walk with God until one day. The Bible says, in that vision when the man had, he said Jesus told him that Enoch began to be so full of life that if God hadn't taken him up to today, Enoch would be alive. Wow. I would say, wow. If God hadn't taken Enoch, like, you would have come to meet him alive today. Yeah, I don't know where he'll be staying. All his brothers will die. All his mother is dead. His father is dead. All the brothers who were born with him are dead. Even the children that he gave birth have all died. His grandchildren have died. Have you not seen nothing song before? His grandchildren have died. Great grandchildren. All the children who are born after him, grandchildren, great great grandchildren, Enoch will be alive. They will be dying. For thousands of years, you will come and meet Enoch. He will still be alive. Why? Because Enoch was one person who knew, who got the secret of how to keep going, connecting a partaker. Am I pushing something too high? Is it too high for you? Is it even how you are sitting down, you are not looking at me like you're not interested. That's why we came for the conference. Because Why do you think God made heaven? Like, why is... Jesus said that in my Father's house, there are many mansions, right? Have you ever heard that thing before? Yeah. And I go to prepare a place for you. And when I prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you. Then he told them that what I'm telling you, if it was a lie, I will not tell you. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. There is a place. God stays there. No, I don't know. Is there hunger in the church? Because people are looking very... I'm not sure whether... Auntie Monica, is it that what I'm saying is confusing or complex? You're not interested in what I am talking to you about. I don't know what you came here to do. Do you know heaven? How you want to go to heaven? Are you sure? Why do you want to go? Some people are not sure why they want to go to heaven because they told them that when they go to heaven, they will sing forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. And they think that they will be tired, so they don't want to. How many of you don't want to go to heaven because you'll be tired? How many of you want to go to heaven? Yes, put your hands down. I'm talking to you about heaven. I'm talking to you about heaven. The place where God is. The place where strange things happen. I'm talking to you about a place where if you are on earth, you see, and your heart don't sleep and your heart is not working, you have a disease in your heart, a place where they can take a new heart and they can remove the one that you are, that is not good, they can put it inside for you. I'm talking about that place. Is it making sense to you? I'm talking about a place where strange things, maybe I'm not preaching well today, maybe in the afternoon. Reverend Bismarck will come in the afternoon. He will come and preach well. I'm talking about tasters. Many of us, we cannot move to become partakers. And another example of a partaker is Jesus. When he comes to a place, go ahead, you can sit down. When he comes to a place, to the edge of the shore, and there is no boat, he starts to walk. To walk on the water. Have you walked on water before? Yeah. That's a partaker. When you become, you do strange things. How you want to be partakers? When you become a partaker, what happens to you? You do strange things. But many of us, we have not even begun to taste. And so we can't even start the discussion of becoming partakers. But I came to this conference to try and convince you that, brother, sister, hurry up. And let's become partakers. Hurry up. Let's work on the tasting. When you taste anything, you taste, you want more. No, you know, how many of you have gone? How many of you went to KFC to go and buy chicken and chips? In fact, KFC chicken and chips, dear, is not good at all. It's too small. How many of you think it's too small? Streetwise, when you buy Streetwise, the chicken, the chips, it's like the chips, no? You see, the accounts have a saying that you people have a saying. Like, Adriana bought me yam dam. It's like the person, somebody was eating the food, and then you went to taste. Now, as I'm going, if you can even sleep in the night and dream about the thing that you get it. Because you didn't get enough to eat and be full. A partaker is a person who has eaten it and is full. A taster has eaten small. He now knows what it tastes like, but he's not full. KFC chicken and chips, that's what it does to you. When you eat, it's like before you are realizing you are eating the last piece of the chips, it's finished. It's finished. Yeah, it's finished. And you wish that I would go there and eat some more. But many of you who are sitting down here today, you are not even excited about what I'm talking about because you have not tasted. Psalm 34 verse 8 says, "Oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see. Oh, do what? Oh, do what? Oh, do what? That what? Yes. You will never be able to tell the taste of God unless you have tasted of his word. You taste God from here. And that's why when I say raise up your Bible, you don't even have one. I know what category you are in. You're not even a taster. Is that how you wear your spectacles? Is that a new style? Hey, sister, girl. Number two, what does it mean to be a taste? To taste. Whose Bible is this? Please take it. Number two. So number one is what? Oh, you don't like what I'm preaching. Number one is what? It's to do what? To put a small amount in your mouth. Number two, it means to nibble at. To nibble. You are learning English in the church. N-I-B-B-L-E. Nibble. How do I describe this? Nibble. It's like, you see, a good example of nibble is what a mouse does. Have you seen a mouse has eaten something before in your house? How many of you have seen you put something down when you came back? Somebody has eaten some small piece. Have you seen it before? That's what mice do. We say that mice are nibbling because they are very small and their mouths are very small. So they eat the things in small, small, small pieces. And so to taste also is to chew small. Many of you who are here, what are you? You have not even begun. See, I'm telling you something. I don't know whether what I'm preaching is making sense. Is it making sense in the church? Auntie Rita, what I'm saying, is it making sense? Is it a good thing I'm saying? You have not even tasted. Because I'm telling you something. This Bible, this Bible we call the Word of God. When you are, if you have even tasted it, you will see that it is, even what the taste does to you, the tasting does to you, the small piece that you eat into your mouth. Maybe because you are, Uncle Lawrence, I don't know what I'm saying, but maybe because you have not, you don't understand what I'm saying. But may the Holy Spirit help you to understand this thing as I'm preaching it. Yes. Number three. So number one is what? Put a small amount in your mouth. Number two is what? To nibble at something. Number two. Number three. It means to try it out. Richmond, where's your book? It's on your phone. Your notebook is on your phone. Your Bible is on your phone. Wow. Tomorrow, bring a paper book and write in it. It's better than a phone. Do you see? Yes. This one, if thieves see you at KJT and they collect it from you, that's all. All your notes are gone. The thieves do not take your notebook. Even if they take still your bag and the notebook, they'll just remove the notebooks and throw them away and take the bag with them. Yeah. They don't like the notebook. Number three is what? To try it out. To try out. Oh, taste and see. Oh, try it. Oh, try it out. Oh, try the word of God out and see that it is good. Is it making sense? Is it making sense? Try it out. Try it out. When you try it out, you will start to see that it starts to change you. You know, when I became born again, Christian, I was telling you the story. I had only a small New Testament that is not the full Bible that somebody gave me that I used to read. But as I kept trying it out every day, I saw that even the trying out, the tasting was changing me. Why are you fighting? Pay attention to what I'm preaching. Many of us who are here, you have been a Christian. Some of you were born, you went to I Church. Then from I Church, you went to K Church. Then from K Church, you have come to J Church. You are better than those people who came to the church in J Church. You know, badder. Am I preaching? Well, the place is very quiet. Yes. You are, and you see, because you have been in the church for a long time, even when we are trying to talk to you, and we are even quoting the verses, it's like you know the verse already. Bad. You know, look, bad. You see, things like pornography, people are watching pornography, you're watching naked women or naked people on the internet and things. Sometimes when you check, it's not the people who came to church, Nansenya, who are the ones who are doing it. It's the K church, those people who were in the church, you went to I church, you went to give them books of the Bible. They are the ones bad. They are hiding. Sometimes they come. You know what I mean, in church for a long time. You know how to be a Christian. You know how to appear like a Christian. Yeah. Yeah, you come shampala, you are the prayer time. Look at them, you will see. Casto bala bala bala, heba ya bala bala, show bala bala. When you check it, you will see the things that they are doing. They come and do show bala bala prayer worship time. They are crying tears. Yeah, they are falling on the floor. These people, I church, they've gone to I church, then went to K church. They went to you see, they are. Bada. Because even the nibbling is, I am telling you as a personal testimony. If all you do in your life is to just taste the word of God, I promise you, it changes you. It changes a little of that toffee in your mouth that you just and give it back. Even that small, it changes you. I'm telling you, if you are not changing or you have not changed, I came to announce to you that the reason why you are still the way you are after you have been in this church for the past 3 years is because you have not even begun to nibble at the word of God. Yes. You have not begun to nibble at it. You have not begun to. You taste it, God's word, you taste it. Look in your Bible and see. One day, in the book of Acts, the Holy Ghost came down in a place called the upper room. There were 120 disciples. Are you paying attention to what I'm preaching to you? There were 120 disciples of Jesus. They were in the room and they were praying. Then the Bible says that the Spirit of God came like a mighty rushing wind. It came into the room and then it landed on each of them on their heads like cloven tongues. Like, you know, if you see like onion ball. Have you seen onion? Have you seen how onion is shaped? You see an onion is shaped. That's how it was. The Holy Spirit was like on their heads, like that onion bulb. Each of them, 120 of them. And they began to speak with strange languages. Languages that were not their own languages, they were speaking. People who were downstairs, who heard them praying upstairs, and heard them praying very loud and praying in strange languages, say, what is going on here? What is going on here? We know that. Which one are you? We are from where? Obuase, Richmond, who is an Ashanti. Are you an Ashanti? Richmond what? No, you're a Ghan. Okan. Okan is not an Ashanti. Yeah. So Richmond, who is a Ghan, okay, is speaking tree like he came from Minsha Palace. And they say, what is going on here? What is going on here? Because this boy, we know him. He cannot speak tree. What is going on here? You see, Peter came out of the room. And he preached the word of God. He took it out of his mouth, the toffee. He gave it to them. They tasted it and see. He preached to them for a few minutes. Do you know what happened to the people? After Peter finished preaching, the people said, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? That same day, they became Christians. They changed for life. How come you have been in the church for 3 years? You are still the way you are. How come somebody had preaching only one day and the person's life was changed forever and ever? How come you have been in this church for 3 years? We are preaching to you every Sunday. Every Sunday you are hearing the preaching. Why have you not changed by now? You were disrespectful when you came to the church 3 years ago. You are more disrespectful than when you came to the church. I have heard parents say, my child, he was okay. When he came to your church, he got sports. Have you heard it before? Yes, my child was okay. I've heard it before. I've heard some parents say, my child was okay. When he came, he bad that. When he came to your church, now that he has been coming to church every Sunday, no, he has become bad that. Came to spoil in the church. How is that possible? How come that Peter preached one message one day, People changed forever. They became Christians. Their lives changed forever. But you have been in the church for the past... Some of you were born here. So if I say if you are 9 years old, you have been in this church for the past 9 years. You are still the way you are. Because you have not even begun to nibble, to put it in your mouth, to taste what it tastes like, to try it out. Try out God's word and see what happens to you. I was trying it out. I became a born-again Christian. I was trying it out. Every day, I'll read something. I say, let me try it out. Look, let me tell something. You see, we talk about quiet time. Those of you who have quiet time, I'm not talking about those who don't have it yet. Those who don't have it, your case is this thing, hopeless. Those of you who have quiet time, and it's not changing you, you're not having the quiet, it is not quiet time you are doing. I'm not preaching well. Am I preaching well today, Auntie Monica? But they're not many, or they don't like what I'm preaching. It's not a good, it's affecting people. You are having quiet time. You have not stopped lying. You have not stopped lying. You have read in the Bible that God said you should not lie. That the person who lies, the Bible says that you are talking, you lie. When you lie, anybody who speaks a lie, he is speaking the tongue, the mother tongue of the devil, because he's called the father of lies. It's like if I speak English and you speak English, we are speaking English together. We are from the same place. But in this particular case, the Bible says that if I speak English and you speak English, you are my son. If you speak lies, the devil is the father of lies. So any human being who tells lies is you are a son. If you are still lying by this time, you are a direct son. Photocopy son of Satan. You have read this in the Bible. It has not changed you. Hey, you are not having quiet time. What you are doing? You are doing film stars. It's drama. You are acting. You sit by your Bible. You are acting. Like how when they come and sit down, they say they are eating something. They have a bowl in their hand with a spoon. There is no food in it. They are on the stage. They say, eat, hurry up and eat. Then they take what they are eating on the stage. Will they become full? Will they even taste it? Will it give them nutrients? Because you are acting on the stage. It's not real. There must be food in the bowl. If you say you are eating real, and many of you, that's what you are doing. You are sitting on the stage in your room, wherever you are, having quiet time. What you are doing is film stars. You are doing play. It's a play where you are holding a bowl in your hand and there is no food in it, but you say you are eating. When you sit, that's what you are, because I'm telling you, if there is food in that bowl and you eat it, your nutrients will enter into your body. I'm not preaching well today. That's what I'm saying, that we have not even begun to be tasters. We have not. And after this conference, you will move from taster to partaker. Your amen is not strong at all. Yeah, maybe we should have done taster this year and then partaker next year. Because right now we're not even partaker, we're not even tasters. Maybe we say, oh, today, this year, the shirt will be, where is it? No, we'll not do this. This year we'll say, I'm a taster. Then next year we'll say, I'm a partaker, not a taster. So we'll keep this t-shirt for next year. We'll print a new one for this year. Where we will say, this year, I'm a taster. Because you're not a taster. And how do I know? I'm seeing you. Seeing how you are. Seeing how you have been in this, you have been in this church as a Christian for... Look, I'm telling you something. If you enter into church and you taste. Is it? The man who tastes the Lord, he becomes blessed. He becomes happy. Your life changes so much that you become happy. I'm not preaching. I think I'm preaching to the wrong people, or am I preaching to the right people? Open your eyes. If you are sleeping, open your eyes. We are closing. Let me see what the time. Oh, 10 more minutes to break time. Yeah, I'm very happy that it's break time, because the way I respond, I don't like it. I'm happy that it's break time. Yeah. First of all, find the Bible. What's your name? Do you have a Bible? You don't have a Bible, you cannot taste. What will you taste? The thing we are tasting, you don't have some. What will you taste? Do you have a Bible? What's your name? Christabel blessing you. Huh? Anna, you're from which church? My church. You're from Bantama. You're from which church? Which church? Where? Life City Family Church. All the three of you. You are from where? Lighthouse, which one? You don't know. You. It's also a sign that you're not a taster. But, yes, you're from which branch? Huh? Pentecost. So who brought you? Who brought you to church today? Who? Blessing. Who? Christabel. You brought her. Who brought you? She brought you. Sister girl. What da? Opeja uti ye. I don't know where sir. Uti ye oya. Uti ye oya. Ye be pon anono. Why? Kaka kane ya pon. Ye ko break. Ye ko dimmo. Enye uti ne ye oya. Come ne do. Why? Udi di ye be ko. Oh, have you sometimes, yeah. When you eat, no, it's like paracetamol. They were cook. I'm finished. Listen, as we are going on break, we'll come up from the break and I'll continue. But I want you, as you are eating the food, be thinking about it. Because my prayer I pray to God for this conference is that everybody who comes, when they go, they are changed. I'm not waiting for 3 months, 2 years. No, they will change from the, as they are sitting in their chair. They are changing. When they go home, their parents can see that they have changed. Because I didn't see her, oh, court, I saw in my 3 days, Nana. And I was a sign, yes. Some of you, one, no, then, when your mother says one, you say 15. After this conference, it will end in this conference before you go home. Yes. When your mother talks, see, now your mother, when she talks one, she waits for the 15. Because she knows that 15 will come. But now when you go after this conference, when she talks one, she's waiting for the 15. Nothing is coming. Hey, what's going on? She try another one. Nothing comes. Something happened at the conference. May that be your experience. May that be your story. Everybody, I'm praying to God, everybody will change. The liars will stop lying. In your chair right now. By the end of the 3 days, your lying will stop in this conference. Lying. Some of you are stealers. Yes. Stealers. You steal. It doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. Your mother has a place. She has been hiding money. You have been taking the money from there. Small. You are a thief. That thieving or stealing is stopping in this conference. Yes. Yes. That's my prayer. That's the prayer I prayed before I came here. That nobody will come here, come and sit down here. And some of you, you are sleeping. You see, as I'm preaching, you are sleeping. But you are hearing. You are hearing. You are hearing. And the Holy Spirit is curing you. You see, because me, I came to talk to you about partaking. Yeah. Partaking is when you get to a place and they say, somebody is sick. Say one hand is shorter than the other. So come on, in the name of Jesus, come out. Amen. The other hand, that's the level where that's the level of partakers. Partaking is when you come to a place where they say the food is not enough. They say bring me what you have. Then you say, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. And then they share the food, and the food is enough. That's partaking. That's what I came. That's why the shirt. You know, I said, I am a partaker. How many want to partake us? I didn't come talk to you about all this. You see, tasting there. We should have passed tasting long. It's paining me that we have not even tasted. Because I came to talk to you about partaking. But they said that you're not saying next year. But by Saturday, we'll be ready to be partakers. Yeah, I came to talk to you about how you can be in a church service and your eyes can be open and you can see angels all over the room. That's what I came to talk to you about. That's what I came to talk to you. How many of you want that? That's where I want us to be. I want us to get there. That's partakers. Hey. One for Bible and Mac. One for book and Mac. They are making it now. Stand to your feet. Let's go on break. Just close your eyes. I want you to just talk to God. Everybody, just talk to God and say, Lord, all the things you are going to show me in this conference, may I understand them? Give me the grace to be able to. Oh, I want you to just stand up, everybody, and just close your eyes and just talk to you. Say, Lord, everything you are teaching me in this conference, help me to understand them. Help me to understand them. Give me understanding of your word. Give me understanding. Pray, everybody, for just 1 minute. We are going on break. 1 minute. Pray. Give me understanding. Give me understanding. Give me understanding. That's all the prayer. Give me understanding of your word. Close your eyes and pray. Don't be quiet. Close your eyes. Open your mouth and pray. And say, Lord, help me to understand everything that will be preached in this conference these 3 days. Help me to understand them. Help me to understand them. And may they change my life. By the time I'm going home on Saturday, may I be changed totally. 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 I want to be changed totally. I want to be changed totally. Pray, somebody, to be changed totally, 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 totally. I want to be changed totally. I want to be changed totally. Change me here. Change me here. Not when I go home. Here. Here in the church. I want to be changed. I want to be changed. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the things we have heard so far. Holy Spirit, we ask that you continue to speak to us. And as you speak to us, change us. By the time we are living here in the 3 days, we will be totally, completely transformed into people who are ready to walk in partaking of the word of life. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord powerfully, and you may take your seats.